the interest is up and the stock market's down and you
only hello student section here 90.7 FM the Capstone. I'm Luke Tabasta.
Is this mic working right now?
This is true southern music.
Absolutely.
Right here. It doesn't get more southern than this.
Is Luke's mic fault? Oh, my mic's not working again either. There we go.
Yours is working.
There you go. You can hear me.
The mic play strikes once again.
Can you hear me right
now? Is Luke Tabasta have 2 weeks in a row of a faulty microphone? No, he's good. Ready to go.
I'm good.
Ready to roll today.
Just sounds weird in my headphones. That's all. How you guys doing today?
To be quite honest, I'm a bit sad today.
Yeah.
After how last night went with the Alabama basketball coaching search, but I'm getting over it. But other than that, doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm not bad. I could be better. You know, a little tired right now.
Okay.
A little tired.
Yeah.
Just late night, you know. Not weeping about the coaching, but
I'm pretty upset.
I know, yeah. I know Johnny's upset.
It's no lack of due diligence by Athletic Director Bill Battle. He went all the way to Wichita, Kansas to try to get his man.
Absolutely.
At the same time.
No, he gave 110% in his coaching search. He was going after his number one guy, but unfortunately it did not work out.
And I know we're going to get into it later, more of the ins and outs, the X's and O's of the, I don't want to say a failure, but the lack to recruit Greg Marshall didn't go exactly as all Alabama fans have planned. There was even some whispers from a few forums, some blogs online that it was a done deal. And obviously now I believe Cam sent it to us in our group text last night. Was it Reese Davis that broke it?
Yeah, it was Reese. I didn't send it. See, I sent in the idea about the segment we should have planned out today, like talking about the itinerary that, you know, maybe giving Bill Battle some ideas about what he should do when Greg Marshall and his family come to town, maybe what to show them, where to take them, where should they eat, you know,
take blah, a nice blah, visit or, at the
you
Capstone.
Know, yeah, try to, you know, close out the deal. But then, bam, within the same hour that news broke, he had news breaking that he had signed an extension with Wichita State, and I didn't even know what to think. I just crumbled.
And, of course, Reese Davis, an alum here of 90.7 The Capstone.
Absolutely, yeah, and he, ironically, he was one of the first, if not the first, to break the news that Greg Marshall was staying in Wichita.
It's nuts. It's just amazing how this stuff can all change.
You know? Absolutely.
In just a matter of minutes, you know, almost, that's what it feels like. And now, everybody here in Tuscaloosa just scrambling to figure out who the next coach is going to be. And
yeah.
That's what I wanted to talk about with you guys. Is
scrambling is the right word.
Do you guys have any idea of who you think would be the best fit here in Alabama? Because it's tough. I mean, there's not a bunch of the guys that Alabama wanted to look at, you know, and then putting all the eggs in one basket almost, essentially, with Marshall.
Oh, that's exactly
now,
what
now that mean. It's now that it's not coming through.
The one name I keep looking at, of course, Prom is re-signed with Murray State. Of course, Alabama can always swoop into the last second. Bill Battle can cut him a big check. We all know that's a possibility. But Michael White at Louisiana Tech, he's been another name that was discussed during the NIT. I know whoever was doing the play-by-play and the color for the game against Illinois here in Tuscaloosa mentioned his name. And he's another coach that's had some success down there in the Bayou. And maybe he's ready to take the next step up, join the SEC in a power conference. But I'm just taking shots in the dark. Marshall was plan A. I thought maybe Bob Hurley was plan B. It doesn't look like he's coming here now. So I really do not know where Bill Battle and the rest of the Alabama administration goes from here.
I've heard Richard Pitino's name surface here as of late.
I don't want that.
Even in the middle of the search, while the search for Greg Marshall was going on, Richard Pitino's name came out. But I don't like that simply because he has not coached a team in the NCAA tournament ever. So why would you? That would be taking, I think, two or three steps backwards as opposed to the step backwards that a lot of Alabama fans think we're going to take. No matter who we hired.
Well, we got to be fair. If we're going to bring in Patino's son, then we might as well just take Skip Holtz. Hey, let's bring back Mike Shula, too. Let's bring him.
Exactly.
Patino would be like hiring Derek Dooley, you know, good name, but just no track record whatsoever.
Yeah. I think right now, if I'm Bill Battle, I'm going after either Steve Prom from Murray State or Archie Miller from Dayton. Regardless of the fact that, you know, they've signed contract extensions.
I didn't even hear about Dayton. That's intriguing. Dayton always makes a run.
Yeah, no, Archie Miller has proven to be one of the best coaches in the NCAA tournament. He's 5-2 in NCAA tournament games. And for Dayton, that's not too shabby.
He's a young guy too, only 36.
And all these coaches have high intensity and that's something that Bill Battle's trying to bring here to Tuscaloosa, and unfortunately missed out on Greg Marshall, but there's still some good names on the board that he can go after.
Yeah. I mean, T.J. Yeldon there.
Little T.J. Yeldon?
You hear that?
A little Eli Gold here.
Little Eli Gold?
Eli's always welcome here on the program.
Touchdown, Alabama.
But I mean, it's gonna be difficult to figure out who Alabama's gonna have next and what the situation is gonna be there. But I've been reading a little bit about Archie Miller and at Dayton, and them saying that they could potentially swoop in and maybe make a run at him. And even though he just signed an extension, I think until 2022, I think there's something in his contract in which if he's offered a certain amount, he can opt out now. Almost, that's a shot in the dark with Archie Miller at Dayton, but I would assume that would be, you know, an equivalent almost to Greg Marshall.
He's worked as an assistant at NC State, Arizona State, Ohio State, and Arizona, and obviously he's the younger brother of Sean Miller, the coach at Arizona. So I mean, he has honestly the credentials to land a top job in college basketball if Dayton isn't even a top job right now, which. Honestly, I think it is a pretty good job. He could obviously do a bit better. Just for Bill Battle, if you're looking up and down the board and who's out there, I mean, it starts. I think Archie Miller is the peak of who you want to land right now.
And Tim, let me ask you this: so we're talking long shot. We don't know if Shaka Smart in Texas is a done deal.
We don't know.
If you're Bill Battle, you gotta make the phone call at least. You gotta at least entertain. And I understand Texas has oodles and oodles of money that they can throw his way. They have the Longhorn Network. They have everything we have. And I'm not sure if it's necessarily a bigger basketball school, but they've had more of a track record of sending NBA players to the league. So that's when I ask, has Alabama made a mistake putting all their eggs in one basket
Absolutely.
With Greg Marshall and maybe not trying to, you know, have a couple contenders? Because Alabama was all in on Marshall, and right now it's backfired.
Well, absolutely. It is backfiring, but you cannot, you know, throw away the effort and the time put into pursuing Greg Marshall. But then when you put all your eggs in one basket, as we've touched on multiple times so far throughout the show, you know, we let Ben Howland go. We let Rick Barnes go. Shaka Smart's probably, I heard last night that he was in Austin. Everything's done yet, all done but a deal. So, I mean, I don't know what's left for Alabama but to settle for, you know, one of these coaches from Dayton or Murray State, although their track record hasn't been so good at their respective programs. Is that the guy that you really want to throw into the SEC when all these teams, you know, surrounding you are loading up with top-name coaches?
And I'll open this up to everybody here, Joe included. No one's entertained John Brannon staking here. Interim head coach at a pretty impressive showing against Illinois in the NIT. And then that lackluster performance against Miami where Alabama was knocked off. And I'm not saying anything here. I'm just saying that name hasn't been entertained at all.
He came out, and I think after Grant was fired, he said that, you know, he was with Grant all the way.
Okay.
So I think wherever Grant goes, if he does go somewhere, he's going to follow him or he's going to go, you know, do something of his own. Obviously, Bill Battle doesn't want anything tied with Grant left in the program, and I don't blame him at all for that either.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I don't know. Whoever Alabama gets, I think at this point, is going to be a disappointment, at least from
name perspective. Unless they pull off a miracle and Shaka Smart's coming to Tuscaloosa, which I highly doubt.
Because in my opinion, you know, this is all about getting the guy who can recruit, and everybody who's left out there is at a smaller. Everybody's left out there is at a smaller market, you know, and they're just not as into recruiting as anybody as like a guy like Greg Marshall was. So how he's able to pull guys like that into Wichita? So I don't know. I just don't see it being what exactly Alabama wanted, and I think it's going to be a little bit longer until we get that guy per se. But I mean,
you strike iron while it's hot. The Hunter guy from Georgia State. Now Bryce Drew's name has been thrown across from Valpo. We're definitely in the Plan B, C, and D at this point.
Yeah. It's not going to be pretty.
It's tough, you know, throwing, like you guys said, throwing all your eggs in that basket. I really don't think, I mean, as much as, you know, it's disappointing not getting a coach like Marshall after putting all that effort. But I really don't think he was even considering this job.
Yeah.
I think it was all just to show, like,
he needed convincing.
He was entertaining some offers from us, maybe get a little bit pay raise from Wichita State, where he and his family, I think, wanted to stay.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was saying on the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, I made a little bit of a hot take on that one, but the whole Coach K Wichita State thing, I think that he's really a guy who loves what he's done at this program, and he's built them from nothing. But now there's something. Now they got the ball rolling.
Yeah.
They're better than Alabama. You know, the Alabama, that job is valued way more at Wichita State than a coaching basketball at Alabama.
The fans care way more.
My question is, he's had recent success against Kansas, and obviously we all saw the Shockers beat the Jayhawks this year in the tournament. Can they maintain 5 years, 10 years, two decades of dominance over Kansas? And with the recruiting, that's always difficult.
That's a good point. You know, those Midwest guys want to go to Kansas. They want to go to Oklahoma. They don't want to go to Texas. Wichita State, really, as of late, you know, with Fred VanVleet and Ron Baker, now both guards who are going to the NBA draft, how much success is going to be there for Greg Marshall? Or unless he just wants to kind of run through it, you know, build a good program from what he has, I think he can possibly do that. I think he wants to do that.
Yeah, and we don't know at all either. This could be just the foundation of his stretch of success that he finds at Wichita State. And you never know, another program could, like in Indiana or maybe even a Kentucky later down the road, where the job opening could swarm in and take him from Wichita.
What's the timetable looking at? When do you think we're going to have our next coach here at the University of Alabama?
I would say by the end of next weekend.
Okay.
At the latest.
Okay.
At the latest.
Because the river's going to dry up before you know it. And even some of these, the Archie Millers, the Steve Proms, even Patinos of the world.
I say we should go out and get Mark Jackson. Just give it
hand down, man.
Give us all the money. Give it to Mark Jackson.
No one's talked about an NBA past coach or even
that's a bold take. Saban was an NFL guy, you know.
Yeah, you never know.
Nick Saban said he wants to come to Alabama. Look what happened.
Flip Saunders.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Is he still in Minnesota?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna head to break real quick, and when we come back on the other end, unfortunately, that's all the basketball talk for right now. But we got some Major League Baseball bold predictions, things of that nature. And we'll be covering the Final Four later in the show, as that is coming up in a couple of days. But stick around with us, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, The Capstone.
Serving the University of Alabama community and surrounding areas, this is WVUA Tuscaloosa, 90.7 FM.
This is Carl Edwards here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You want to make a difference? It's simple. Be responsible. Plan ahead. Designate before you celebrate. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Trent Richardson behind the quarterback. McElroy.